So a couple of milestones to note. U.S. troops in Afghanistan will outnumber U.S. forces in Iraq by late May or early June, according to new reporting from the Brookings Institution. And that news comes as the U.S. and Iraq mark 5 years of democratically elected government in that country. Joining us now is Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad. He's the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, as well as both Iraq and Afghanistan. He's currently president and CEO of Khalilzad Associates. Good morning, Ambassador.
Good morning.
All right. Let's just get right to it. As the Iraqis are going through a very frustrating process of evaluating the latest election, Afghanistan prepares for a surge and an offensive in Kandahar, how confident are you of the stability of the government in Iraq and the government in Afghanistan?
Well, both countries are going through a very difficult situation. In Iraq, the elections produced a positive response from the Iraqi people in the sense that they voted for less non-sectarian parties by and large. But the government formation process is threatening to repolarize the country unless the two main winners, Prime Minister Maliki and former Prime Minister Alawi's groups, come together. And this is a challenge for U.S. Diplomacy to facilitate an agreement between the two. And in Afghanistan, and now the Taliban have gotten stronger in recent times. The security situation has worsened in parts of the country. And the challenge is how to reverse that momentum that the Taliban have.
Well, but, it is complicated. And I think you describe challenges ahead for both the Iraqi government and for the Afghan government. But at what point, 5 years out in Iraq and longer than that, really, in Afghanistan, do we conclude that these governments, these institutions that you helped create, are really not viable? I mean, in both cases, one could make a plausible bet that we're looking at Saigon 1975 in both Iraq and Afghanistan should the U.S. pull out.
I do not believe that with the withdrawal that is planned from Iraq, the situation will be like Saigon, meaning that the existing government will be overthrown by the opposition, by the insurgents. I think the Iraqi institutions are relatively strong, and they have been holding. The danger is that that sectarianism will gain. That does not mean that the system will collapse. In the case of Afghanistan, it is a little more difficult if we were to withdraw in the immediate future, and there are no plans at this time for a total withdrawal. The president has said a withdrawal might begin 18 months. Doesn't mean a total withdrawal. It will be the start of a withdrawal. I think if we were to withdraw very rapidly, the system there will be at risk.
Let's talk about Iraq for a moment. You referred to the institutions being stable but not being able to get beyond sectarian divisions. Isn't that the main challenge? I mean, if Iraq can't get beyond the Sunni, Shia, Kurd division, that country cannot knit itself together. I mean, electricity rates have not been restored to pre-war levels, and that's just one of the domestic issues for people in Iraq. If you can't get beyond this sectarian issue, where do you go?
Well, the people want to get beyond that, and that's the way they voted. It's not the political leaders that have to rise to the occasion, and they may need the help of the United States. Look, these issues of state building and nation building in places as difficult as Iraq and Afghanistan will take time. These processes have taken time in other places, too. I think we can still withdraw our forces as scheduled in Iraq, but I think our diplomatic engagement needs to be enhanced, and we need to assist the leadership, pressurizing them, incentivizing them, cajoling them to come to an agreement on the government as soon as possible.
Let's shift to Afghanistan. Are you satisfied with the Obama administration's diplomatic posture in Afghanistan? You've got Hamid Karzai's half-brother, Ahmed Wali Karzai, who's a pivotal figure in Kandahar, but is also a corrupt figure, and really, in many ways, it's hard to envision him as an ally in this very important Kandahar offensive.
Well, there are two things to be said about that. One, I am not satisfied with the diplomatic engagement by the administration in Afghanistan, because I believe they've alienated President Karzai in an inept way that they have dealt with him. They have indicated too publicly that they wanted him to lose the election, and now they're stuck with him. So they need to repair that relationship, find a way of dealing more effectively with him. And on the brother, I think the challenge is how to get him to cooperate in the operations in Kandahar without empowering him further unless he changes his ways. So I think those are the two main challenges that the administration faces with regard to Kandahar.
Finally, you've mentioned the complexity here, and you fairly pointed out that you believe that the Obama administration should step up its diplomatic posture in Iraq and change its strategy in Afghanistan. But you've also suggested, as others have, that we're looking at a more or less open-ended military custodianship, even if we do withdraw a lot of our troops, in both Afghanistan and Iraq. If that's the outcome here in both of these countries, does that represent a personal failure for you? Certainly the Bush administration envisioned something quite different in both Afghanistan and Iraq.
Well, certainly both Iraq and Afghanistan have proven to be more difficult than anticipated at times in the past, although there have been periods in which, for example, in Iraq, we thought the progress that has been made would not be made in the aftermath of the surge in the operations by the Iraqis. I believe these things are complex. They're at times unpredictable, but they are important in terms of the future of that region, which is a defining challenge of our time. And we cannot but adjust and adapt. Doesn't mean an open-ended military commitment, but a strategy that helps these two countries succeed, because the alternative is more extremism, more terror, and more challenges to the United States and the world.
Zalmay Khalilzad is a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq and Afghanistan, also the United Nations during the Bush administration. He's now president and CEO of Khalilzad Associates and a counselor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Ambassador, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.